I'm bitterly disappointed. Just the boys were in a big shift. It's been a big week in the parish of Errigal too. It's just words can't describe. You feel like just feel like you've let the whole community down. But the boys were in some shift all year. Mark and Adrian, a whole lot of them. There's big push on from the committee and everything. Oh, them probably a big thing. They put a big push in this year. And Glenn, look, they're a super team. We knew we were going to be up against it today, and they put it up to us now, big time. So
the early goals that they got playing against the wind, I mean, that really gave them a platform, and it left it very difficult. It left you chasing the game, of course.
I thought when now we had a good half time, probably 6-7 points up, like we knew that, and we conceded a couple of unlucky goals that I felt probably we shouldn't have been letting in. And that gave them the platform to probably spring on with that wind, and I think it was a lot stronger on the pitch than what it might have appeared to be. And they're a very high pressure team. They press high up the field, and I suppose we struggled against that in the wind.
And they made a strong start to the second half, got themselves a bit of a lead there, and they knew how to, you know, they knew how to. The game management in their behalf was very good, and they protected that lead.
Okay, look, everyone in the middle of the third there, they have serious experience. The two or three Doherty boys, Connor Glass, Big Emmett Bradley, they're experienced men. They know how to see out wins, they know how to fight back, they know how to get high press on and turn teams over. And I suppose that's their experience in Ulster from last year too, probably held them. So I wish them all the best in Ulster.
On reflection, that's the season over, but you look back on a season when Errigal Kieran got back to the big time, Tyrone champions again. You have to be very proud of that and very, very hopeful for the future.
I'm proud of every one of these boys. It's a new beginning for this team. That's this team's first championship. There's only four or five of them and played in 2012, so this is a relatively new team. I think we're only coming into our prime, so I hope there's a lot more to come, and there will be a lot more to come. So I just hope maybe we can push on now for a few years to come.
And exciting times ahead for Errigal, because there's some brilliant young talent coming through there, and the nucleus of a very strong team.
Look, we do. Peter O'Gan-Curtin and Joe Goose. Joe Goose is an outstanding year. He's played out of his skin, and obviously with the Canemans and all up there, we have good youth coming through. Cahill Corrigan, who was probably our player of the championship last year, and he was struggling to make the starting 15 there. He's seen coming off the bench and adding a lot of legs and pressure to us. So there's a lot of boys now pushing on for the next couple of years. Yeah.